begin the grand daven sevens even the kuf gimel begin the manal begin the tezim asa begin with the gemara habalecha habiyevesha. This one's talking about that it's moist and this one's talking about that it's dry. Which Tosfos explains what's the gemara's answer regarding the contradiction. In our mishnah we say that you could be chaytich yabelis in the base of Megdash, and the Braisa says no, you're not be chaytich yabelis of the carbon pesach on Shabbos. The gemara says not difficult. One's talking about that it's moist and one's talking about that it's dry. Which Tosfos explains what does this mean. And that is Masnit in our Mishnah that says that you're allowed to cut the Abel in the Bais HaMikdash that's talking about Be'evesha, where it's dry. Where, so the only problem about cutting it is a rabbinic, and that's not problematic in the Bais HaMikdash. And, in contrast to that of there in the carbon that's by Lecha, no, but still our Mishnah tells us that where the vessel can be forbidden, which is addressing why is it problematic. Because although it's rabbinically prohibited, but because it's dry, but still the Shavuos Gadol, it's still a great rabbinic prohibition, which says that there are times that we find when it's a Shavuos Gadol that we can make it problematic in the base of Mikdash, and even though it's Yevesh, it's problematic as long as if it's with a Kli. Ksenek says the Masna begins with the Gemara Yevesh, if it's dry, filled with Kli Shari, and even when a vessel should be permitted. Which explains the Mandam we said doesn't want to answer Habalecha be Yevesh, because if it's Yevesh, then even with a vessel should be permitted in our Mishnah because it's a Furchi Ifrach. Rishayis explains, therefore, Balim is Tabal Hachmalav. It's not logical to be stringent and to say that you shouldn't cut the wart that's dry and keep it in the Furchi Ifrach, since it crumbles anyway, so that's not considered cutting at all. So therefore, even with a Kli, that Mandam holds, it should be permitted. Continue the next Tezmat that begins with the Gemara Balav Akim, the Beskupa Kamalis. What do you mean? Didn't we explain that the threshold is talking about that the Kamalis? Tezmat explains, that what type of shvus of a mikdash did they permit in the Medina? Because our Gemara was saying, no, there's no raya that you see a shvus of mikdash is going to be permitted out of the base of mikdash, which was by the threshold in the sefer. No, because like the master quotes, we're talking about that there wouldn't even be a shvus at all because the doorstep is the threshold is rabbinic and you didn't let go, so it wouldn't even be a shvus. Now, but then says Taisa Tim, but it's a wonder because Amlo the Gemara says in the Btzadi Zayin and Avgab Bitzon Svas my kriches be find the tefillin in the field in bundles. So the Alach is Mavin Pachas Bachas and Daladamas. You bring them less than Daladamas at a time. Now, although generally we say you're not allowed to carry things less than dollars on time, but here they permit it. Amlo is so we see Shvus the Mikdash a holy thing that rabbinic prohibition related to it Bimedina too that they did permit it out of the base of Mikdash. So why did the Gemara have to say that it's only by when you're reading on the skupa the save and the falls out, then it's permitted? What I mean, even if you're reading on the Rosh Hashayachid, if it falls out, should be permitted, because we do see that a shvus, the mikdash b'medin is permitted. And that's a tell you, what you can say is no, the shvus ki hagabn is such a rabbinic problem of carrying less of dalad amas by the tefillin, where they're just laying out there in the field, that they should be told the b'zayin. There the tefillin is laying in an extreme state of disgrace. Therefore, too, they permit it in contrast to the safer, which is not such a state of disgrace. There, if it wasn't on the Kramlis, it actually would be forbidden because we wouldn't necessarily say that the Shvus the Mikdash, Medina, that it would be Mutter.